Hey, this is Adrian.
And this is Preston.
And we're the other staff of White Rock, and we really like listening to the Gamers Haven.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is supported by RPG Now, the leading source of indie role-playing games, with over 10,000 RPG titles from over 500 creators and publishers. There are new RPG treasures to discover every day at www.rpgnow.com.
Adventurers, you guys had just successfully teleported from the capital of Sauron up to Haltweg, which is up in Alemannia, which is at the far northern part. And you guys were about to negotiate your way into teleporting up across the water to Sarnen.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were sitting pleasantly in the Wizards Guild and trying to figure out how much it was going to cost you guys.
Do you have our character sheets?
No.
No.
Are they here?
Yes, sir.
Are they over there in the corner?
As far as I know.
They're in the corner, hiding and crying.
In the corner, they've been punished.
Probably.
And
350, you said?
350 for the group.
And you guys want me to turn it down?
Please, please do, because it will get very loud very quickly.
Do you have yours?
He's got his on his computer.
I keep forgetting.
I've joined the 21st century.
Technology. We have an outhouse in the back.
Yeehaw!
I know, you figure out your hit points using an abacus.
Dude, do not ding the abacus. I love abacuses. Abacusai.
Abacusai.
Abacai.
Those things. Abacuses.
Apricots?
Apricots. And zombies.
Best zombie game I have ever played. Anywho.
Wow, this morning started early.
That's Lewis. Oh, Lewis. The eternal optimist. We're almost there, guys!
They poured in the gas!
We just got attacked by, like, 90 zombies, and you're still perky.
Do we have all our stuff this time? I don't know.
Yes, you guys did all have all of your stuff. You
Good.
Made sure of it.
Yes.
We felt
the teleportation coming on and grabbed everything
we need.
I'm missing my dice. They're also on the floor over there.
Speaking of dice, where did my dice go?
I ate them. They're behind you in a bag. Up more. There you go.
Not made for ranger wizards.
That's fine.
Rowizards? Razards?
Razards?
Yeah.
We're gonna have to patch the thing, probably, because
Razards?
It's never been running my system.
Alrighty. So we are in,
Haltweg.
Haltweg.
A lot of my countries have Germanic names.
Good. Good. Helping names.
Zimmerman? I think that's funny. Zimmerman! Room man.
So the room man's telegraph brought us into World War I. Damn.
Alright, so it's going to cost $350
mm-hmm.
to teleport from here to.
$350
Your guys' continent.
To our continent.
A piece?
No, totally.
No, for the group.
That's much better.
And that'll get you guys up to Sarnen, which also has a Wizards College, which should be able to teleport you up to.
Well, I tell you what, guys, I have enough money that we can teleport to the next continent.
To Sarnen.
But I don't have enough money after that to be able to teleport us any further north.
Well, are we splitting the.
Oh, I'd love to split, old Dean, but my purse is rather empty.
Mm. I mean, I could split it with somebody.
I blame a certain small one.
as he is dancing in the corner.
Yes.
The symbols of the fez.
Can we just, like, abandon him somewhere?
Ding, 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 ding.
No, he's off happy. He's off having a force, damn it. No.
We don't know what he's off doing. He's just not here.
Hey, Michael! Is it four this time? How about five?
17,491.
What? Holy shit!
17,491?
That's a lot of women.
No, experience points.
I don't want to... Well, I think that would be rather suffocating, you know, like, mash of bodies.
I get lost. Where am I? Who am I?
This is yours, right?
Yes. I need D6.
So, what are we doing?
It's a good question. You're sitting there and the teleporter is holding his hand out like this, doing the... You want to go anywhere? Something must go into my hand.
Do you have any... Does anybody else have any money other than me?
I do. I don't have enough, but I do.
How much do you have?
339.
Well, if you'll split it with me, if we'll pay 175, I'll pay 175.
Okay.
I'll hand him 17 platinum pieces.
Mine is going to have to be 175 gold pieces, sorry.
And 5 gold pieces.
She's like, one...
This might take a while.
I lost count.
One, let me start over.
Two. She like pulls it out and just drops it on the counter.
Well, he of course goes, thank you, that's...
You
think I already know that, old bean?
No, in more ways than just, you know, you owe us that you're still alive. You owe us money now.
Forget I managed to not let you all get horribly executed by the wonderful king back there.
It's true, and you are talking to a knight now.
You still owe us.
Well, I am nobility.
A knight should have money.
And I do have a squire.
I am nobility as well. Who cares?
I insist that you call Thick by his proper name, Squire Thick.
Oh, God. Let's go.
And you may refer to me as Sir in mixed company.
Well, you guys have a nice little loading screen.
Loading continent. Andre, I swear to God, you need to upgrade your processor.
Do we get
like
to play
now.
Games while we're loading?
Or do we have to stand in an elevator?
Oh, yeah. And listen to stupid radio commercials.
We talked about Mass Effect.
Yeah. Doesn't take much to guess it.
Anywho.
Or listen to your characters bicker back and forth. I still think you are slut.
Bong. We don't care. Anyway, we argue.
As the loading screen finally disappears.
Ah, yes.
You guys recognize that you are an immaculately clean, almost Mass Effect, or not Mass Effect, Mirror's Edge level clean city.
Ew, this is a lovely
shining
place.
White.
Never played Mirror's Edge. Sorry.
Shiny and too much bloom. Anywho. This place does not even have, like, a flagstone out of place.
Does it have the crazy physics where I push one block and the whole building, like, falls apart?
You don't... Would you like to go start pressing on the buildings, finding out?
Not really.
You'll notice that...
We pretend we don't know him if he knocks a building over.
I don't know him.
The crosswalks are, of course, all obeyed and well-painted. All of the buildings have no flaking. All of them are in top renovation. People are sitting there orderly and organized and silent.
It's my nightmare.
Off in the far distance next to the bay, you guys can see the massive tower that is the Sarnen Wizards Guild. Yes. Now, for anyone who has 5 ranks or more in Knowledge Arcana...
That would be me.
Not me.
Ah, that would be me!
You two... Remember that Sarnen specializes in evocation.
I got a natural 20. I got a 29 on my knowledge check, Arcana.
Not only do they specialize in evocation, they specialize in mass killing spells.
Oh.
These guys are...
We must be very cautious here, I'm thinking.
I think I'm going to agree with you on this one.
You see,
is that your class? That's your class.
You see, they specialize in evocation magic here, if you don't know.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Oh, well. You've been studying your books, good man.
Not
I've been
only
studying
that,
your books.
I've been studying your books. So I was kind enough to hand them to me.
You little wanker. Oh. ding, 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 ding.
He's mocking us.
I think so too. Very well. Very well. We should make our way to. We should. Lots of zombies die. Apparently. We should make
Why
our.
Why are there 90 zombies in the women's bathroom and none of them are women?
There was a woman that went into the bathroom and all the male zombies followed her.
And then ate her.
No, they didn't start off eating her. Zombies have needs too, you know.
Maybe they did start out eating her.
Oh.
Okay.
Righto.
Right, back to the
well,
game.
What time of day is it?
It's getting towards dusk to evening.
Dusk to evening, yeah. Well, we could try to make our way out to the tower, or we could find some place to stay for the evening. Don't know.
I vote for some place to stay.
I think we need to find a place to stay for
some
the moment.
Some place cheap.
Very well.
Yet not rat infested.
Well.
And this place?
Oh, yeah.
I do believe they would have roasted any rats they found here a long time ago.
I was a, you know, habit.
Force of habit?
Yep.
Lovely. All right, then.
What can we find?
Tavern wars?
Yep. Assuming the taverns have beds.
Sorry, inns. Mm-hmm. Okay. One of the ones you guys find is the Vestal Staff.
The Vestal Staff.
Are we even allowed into this place?
It is by far one of the wealthiest inns you have seen in a good long time.
Yeah, well, this might be interesting.
And as you guys are approaching...
You guys have enough money?
I have 17 gold crowns.
Both
you
crowns.
Guys will notice that cool the drunk gnome... Man. Is throwing a human out one of the windows.
Oh, well.
And he's screaming something in Gnomish at him.
Oh. I don't know if I speak Gnomish or not.
I
do not speak Gnomish at all. It's a silly language.
Neither do I.
Huh. Fascinating.
And literally within 6 seconds, 6 guards appear out of nowhere. Or like in the middle of the street teleportation style.
Ew. That's a quick response.
And they cart off the gnome.
I would gather that that the breaking of any laws is rather harsh here, and we probably should watch our steps. Where's Saucy?
I'm sorry, my map blew you.
Where is Saucy?
Your map is dead.
It's been dead, actually. It was dead before I got it.
Your map dares impugn my wife's honor.
Is Saucy still with us?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of wife, didn't you get a wife?
In the game.
Is she still with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Well.
Very well. Well, dust myself off, and
yeah,
I'll go to the front door.
You can do the speaking.
Well, if they actually understand me, huh?
They, of course, you walk in, and this is obviously the noble's tavern.
Oh.
Slashy.
Looks like a fine establishment.
We
and of course, you know, there's of course, Adam. We'll go ahead and go with the stereotypical pencil, you know, mustached, you know, vest wearing.
Flashing down there, she's going crazy.
Maitre d'. What?
You see the reflection up there?
It's his glass.
Yeah, the cup. Oh.
Your reflection keeps sliding down there, and Mishka's going nuts.
He
looks hey, well, then.
He looks over your party and then instinctively turns to look at you and says,
I'm sorry, my good man, do you speak any other languages that we might have? I'm talking to him in Dephorian. Or should I speak to you in...
You speak to him in Dephorian and he suddenly goes...
Well, perhaps I should speak to you in Elven. Very well. Even the proper speaking ones.
6 guards appear.
Oh dear. Hello.
What did you say?
I said hello.
Oh, I speak Dephorian too. Well, it's the common language, huh?
It's your guys' common
language. It's our common language.
Okay. I'll try Siren, my language.
Maybe they don't like foreigners.
And he goes,
Well, that's not a very good motion.
The guards are standing two to a person. They put a hand, each put a hand on your shoulder.
May I help you, good man? Have we done something wrong?
He replies to you in Alidorfian. You have no idea what the hell he just said.
That's fabulous. Would you speak some sort of, you know, actual language we understand? Elven, even Orcish to an extent.
Why don't you cast tongues?
I could do that. That would make this the easy part.
Sorry.
That would make this far too easy. I will try to cast tongues if they'll let me.
Okay.
Stabbed.
Just go.
Twenty and 17.
Against what? My AC?
Yes, your AC.
Let's see, my AC is 11. That's assuming I'm not flat-footed.
Seven minus four each. So that's plus eight. So...
What the hell are they using?
17 plus eight is 25.
Lethal or non-lethal?
Non-lethal. As they bludgeon you on the back of the head and say something.
That was awful. And I didn't get, think. No.
You get two reflex checks.
Oh, lovely.
DC 19 each.
My reflex is 8. Mighty plus 5. So 18.
So fail.
And 20.
Okay, you failed one. He disappears.
Yeah, that was uncalled.
The other four guards say something obviously menacing to you and disappear.
I'm so confused. So he's gone?
He's been teleported away.
Should we try a different
inn? Is Tom's a second level spell or a third level spell?
It's a third level spell.
I cannot cast third level spells. Can you cast third level spells?
No.
Great, the only person in the group that actually knows how to speak to these people is gone.
I don't suppose knowledge geography will help me here.
Well, we know what language they speak here, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yes, but I
fumbled that spell, it's gone, yeah.
I was hoping I could find someone who would speak
just a different language. Reference.
Well, Ethan, you're going to be put on the... back burner for about 5 minutes or so while these two figure out what the heck they're doing.
That's fine.
The maitre d' quick kind of doing this motion to you two.
Alright, I think we should leave and go somewhere else. Don't do anything else to piss off the
turn
people,
around and
please.
Walk out.
I forgot to describe the guards. Duh.
Too late.
They're gone.
They were here for maybe about 6 rounds. You probably didn't get a good look at them.
Guards? What guards? So neither of us has any way to understand these people. Unless we find someone who speaks a different language.
Mm-hmm.
So is there another area of town where there might be another people, another sort of people?
Sure, you guys could begin going around and looking.
Let's do that.
That'd be a gather information.
Gather information?
Mm-hmm.
Can that be used if it's... Can be used untrained. Okay. Charisma.
19.
21.
Okay.
19.
Both of you guys are kind of like, does anyone here not speak Alidorfian? They all kind of point to the dirty ghetto.
Okay. Let's try over there. If it's a dirty ghetto here, it can't be that dirty.
It is indeed a still a nice, pristine-looking area, but you can definitely see this is where they put all their, well, non-humans and non-residents of Sarnen.
Okay.
As I'm walking into it, and his mother cries, because the last thing she needs is another mouth to feed in the ghetto.
In the ghetto?
As you guys are walking in, literally without missing a beat, there's a young man standing in front of you, no older than 16, kind of a clean overcoat, kind of a bent hat. Hello?
I'm grabbing my anywhere that might have valuables and holding on to it. Hello?
You're new here?
Yes.
What? You want me to speak to him?
Well, well, what are we looking for, aside from the people we have lost?
We need to find our friend. Boris, stop that. We need to find our friend who was hit in the back of the head by the guards.
And disappeared.
Oh, well, I can answer that. I can tell you why easy enough. You're all speaking Dvorian.
Well, what are we supposed to speak?
Probably Alidorvian.
Nothing else.
I could speak Draconic, if, of course, you have the proper permit.
Oh, permit.
Yeah, yeah. See, there used to be, you know, like, a city government until, well, the Mages Guild, moved in. At which point, the Mages took over the city. Did he try and cast any magic?
Yes.
Yes.
That means the Mages took it.
Oh. How do we get him back?
Well, you don't. He's probably going to be taken, thrown into jail, and have his life essence used to make magic items for the rest of his existence.
So we have to break him out.
Fabulous.
Right, I do know some people who might be able to help you on that.
All right.
But, of course, you're going to have to do something for us, too.
Okay. No promises till I hear what it is.
No problem, well, I can take you back there.
Like, is he really worth that much?
Ethan, you, of course, now have this kind of pounding headache.
I have never been so mistreated in my...
You're now in a... Well, you have no idea where you are. You are blind, deaf, you can't even smell, can't even taste. You lost the fine, precise nature of your touch. All you can feel are temperatures.
This is certainly odd. I think I'm speaking. I can't really hear my voice. Does anyone hear me? If someone hears me, turn on the lights. I can't see.
It's in Georgia.
This is rather odd.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know if I can hear either. No, don't think I can hear either. So, people might be speaking to me. If you are speaking to me, turn on the lights and show yourself so I can actually see you. This is no way to treat a nobleman.
You feel two gruff hands grab you from either side.
Oh, no, I don't swing that way.
Hoist you up.
Oh! Hello.
You can feel yourself being dragged somewhere.
This is interesting. You treat all nobles like this, you wankers? I will have your jobs.
Suddenly your senses are restored to you.
Ah!
As we're now standing in the center of a courtroom.
Fabulous! I can see and speak and hear again.
Sitting above there's a magistrate who's wearing evocationist robes who...
Hello.
Looks about as friendly as an enraged badger.
Hello there. Ah. Did I in some unknown way?
You stand charged of casting magic and speaking Dvorian. How do you plead?
Oh, well, yes. About that, perhaps some explanation could be given for that, and, you know...
You broke the law. You have no permit.
Yes, but we did not know that the permit was needed or...
Ignorance of the law is not exemption from the law.
That really makes no sense, you know. I mean, I've never been here before. Don't know what your...
You are also being charged of back-talking in the court. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
You may charge him. Up walks the lawyer and... You can tell he's a lawyer, also in evocationist robes. According to this recording, which we have, they play literally your last about 3 or 4 minutes of talking, that you did indeed talk back in court. You were found guilty. And we also have evidence that you cast magic. Here's, as you can see, is the magical detection going off in the city. And you are guilty of speaking Dvorian.
As well as other languages, yes.
So, Magistrate, as you can see, this man is obviously guilty.
Do you have anything to say in your defense?
Well, seeing as you really aren't listening to me, I could just go on about how I just suddenly appeared in your fair city, looking a way to get back home.
Do you have a teleportation permit?
No, we don't have a teleportation permit. We appeared in
your city. You are being charged with teleporting without a teleportation permit.
How does one get a permit? Let me ask this.
You appear in front of the court.
I'm here in front of the court to get a permit. Well, I'm in front of the court. I would like to get a permit.
You... A permit requires 75 gold. Once your possessions are returned to you after your term, you are free... After your prison term, you are free to buy your permit.
And what is my prison term going to be?
For casting... For speaking to foreign, you are sentenced to 1 year hard labor.
Ha! You are joking!
For casting magic inside the city, you are charged with 4 years of hard labor and the removal of your thumbs.
I have grown rather attached to my thumbs, thank you very much.
And for speaking back in court, you are to be given the flog.
The flog?
Yes, disease. The flog.
And what is the flog? Is it anything to do with flogging?
No. Flogging is far too gentle.
This is absolutely absurd. How are strangers in this city supposed to know what these rules are?
They read...
Do I get representation? Any kind of another attorney? Other than this...
No. Are you able to afford one?
I am able to afford one in my own land, yes. I am a nobleman, you know.
No, but nobility has no clause here. Only magic.
Only, well, I am also a wizard.
But you are not a legal registered wizard, therefore you are a...
No, because we are wizard... I am a wizard from another school.
Do you happen to have your student identification?
Do I?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes, of course I do.
We will search your belongings once you serve your prison term.
Once I serve my... Well, could you find it in your heart to search for it now, and it would take you a few moments, rather than 5 long years?
Do we have a fog
of some kind?
Do we have the prisoner's equipment? Yes, sir, it's currently being processed. Well, halt the process. Sir, we cannot. Why can you not halt the process? They are done, sir. I'm afraid your equipment has been processed.
Processed? How? Process for what? Put my name tag on it or some such? Don't even ask me my name!
For the resale value.
Resale? How are you going to search my belongings if you sell them?
We'll take inventory before sale.
You take an inventory before sale, so you know what's there. So you're planning on selling my student identification?
Yes, we might be able to make a nice profit off of it for anyone who's a fan of identity theft.
This is blooming absurd!
You're being charged with...
I demand representation!
You are being charged with back-talking in court. How do you plead? This will bring your account up to 2 and 2 flogs.
2 and 2 flogs? I have not even begun to talk to you. This is absolutely absurd. I require representation immediately. It is my right as a nobleman.
Reinstitute the sensory deprivation.
Now, but... Very well, I will keep speaking, even though I cannot hear myself. Maybe you can't hear me either.
2 gruff hands take you to begin being dragged somewhere.
You are! Unhand me, you ruffians!
Okay, back to these two.
Digging a hole, putting myself in the hole.
Hitting the bottom, they hand you a jackhammer.
No, they hand me a tack hammer.
You guys are now sitting in the back shady part of an inn, which you didn't think the city had.
Okay, so we gotta learn, like, Dephorian or whatever the language is here.
Aladorfian.
You
speak Dephorian.
Yeah. We gotta learn Aladorfian, and we have to learn it quick.
Okay.
There's the young man sitting next to you who seems to be playing with a dagger and cleaning his fingernails. He should be here any minute.
Who?
The guild. Speaking of which, about 3 individuals appear, kind of clothed in black leather. A pair of daggers. These guys look relatively familiar, a.k.a. the people who are constantly raiding your school.
Lovely.
And kind of give you guys a look over. And the head one steps forward. He's probably a bit older than the rest, probably about his late teens.
Great.
Looks you guys over and says, "Don't I know you guys from somewhere?" He, of course, says in a thick and Alldorfian accent, so... I can't talk German.
Don't I know you from somewhere? With that accent? No. I'm pretty sure I'd remember anybody I met that had an accent like that, like...
You do!
I know.
Von Hilpdorf.
Von Hilpdorf. Von Hilpdork.
Whatever happened to him?
He's still in school, unlike you guys.
Yeah.
So I guess he's talking to you at this point.
No, I don't think so.
What do you want? They all sit down at the table.
We gotta break somebody out of prison. I'm assuming he's in prison. We spoke the wrong language.
We are speaking to Florian.
Yes. Oh, and we need to learn the language quickly.
Probably easier just get out of here.
Okay, but we gotta break him out first.
Yeah. The place you're gonna want to go after this, after here, is find a teleport as soon as you can up to a place called Lake Castle.
Okay. Teleport.
Really?
Yes, really.
Why is that funny? I'm nervous.
That's where her character's from.
Oh, okay. It made me nervous when people laugh. I'm hungry.
The food is 15 minutes late. You will have to kill him when he arrives. I will stab him with a knife.
Stab who with a knife?
The food is officially 15 minutes late. You get to stab him when he gets here.
Is he here?
No. Stabbing. Anyway.
Yeah, no, he's here.
Kids.
It's the lady that we normally get to.
Oh, okay. Right. She's cool.
So we don't get to stab her?
No, we don't get to stab her. She
is. Not this time.
Let's
Whoa, what was that?
Lip pause.
As soon as we break him out, we have to be able to teleport to Lake Castle, I think.
2 years. Oh, that's it?
I think it's after we break him out. So we have to have that ready to go.
I don't believe he's still standing here.
He's not listening to me.
Of course I'm not listening to break him out. Sorry, I was talking to my girlfriend.
Did we find, like, other numerous fishing villages around the lake and it just kind of goes into one giant society.
In the area that was Alldorf is now two nations.
Okay.
What is call of vote?
If you want to kick someone.
That's for nice. It's mainly for it.
Multiplayer.
Yeah. Like, you're getting ass, you're leaving.
That's nice.
I do have Xbox. Oh. I have a gold account. You can play online.
Okay. We need to teleport as soon as we rescue him, or we need to teleport.
As soon as you get your business done, you want to get out of the city.
Alright.
No shit.
So as soon as we break him out, we have to have a teleport. You know where we can buy a teleport?
Yeah, we have a few underground mages.
Excellent.
But we can show you the way in.
Alright.
But we're not sending one of our own men in there.
I understand.
It's suicide.
And while that's happening, we're going to use the distraction that that person creates. We're going to need the other one of you guys to help us pull off a job.
So only one of us is going in?
Yep.
You see, I'd be more than happy to help, but I'm a little indisposed at the moment.
What's the job you need?
It's a snatch mission. They have an artifact we might be able to get for high prices.
What are the chances that the one who goes in will encounter, danger?
Pretty high. You're breaking into the Majocracy's...
Well...
You're breaking into the Majocracy's prison for mages.
Are we talking magic danger or physical danger?
Probably both.
Yes.
The Majocracy makes enough money that they can change their entire security outfit every week.
What do you think? Should you go in?
That's, after all, what a 90% tax rate can do.
I don't know.
I shouldn't leave weapons lying around.
It's to show that at least some people try to put up a fight when the zombie apocalypse happened, instead of just going, eh. That is actually, ironically, where Francis got his gun. While everyone else was buying food and whatnot when the infection broke out, he went out and bought a gun.
Got spit on, huh?
Boomered.
Righto.
Okay. Well, Becca, I guess it's up to you just to decide. Are you going in, or is Nathan going in?
He has more expertise with weapons than I do.
Why do I get the feeling this is a bad idea to break into the Majorocracy to try to extract our friend?
Is there any other way to do it?
I don't know. If we could get someone who speaks Eldorfian, maybe we could speak to them and find out how to get our friend back.
He's probably already been processed. The Majorocracy is very efficient at dealing with criminals.
Well, what does that mean?
He's probably already in prison.
No,
they threw up some sort of a sham trial.
So there's no chance to talk our way out of it.
Probably by the time I've made it to prison, I've, like, tacked on another 12 years to my sentence.
He'll be missing half his toes. He'll be...
You want to turn on the light behind you, Ethan?
You're more than welcome to try and talk it out of the mages, but, unless you yourself have some sort of clout among mage circles, you're probably out of luck.
We're still students. Although our school might be a little pissed off if we don't make it back.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, you were being serious.
No.
What's the percentage of students that die from their tests?
About 80%.
The graduation percent is about 5%.
What level are we?
You guys are... If you make it back, you guys will be entering your junior year. Which is probably where I will put a pause on it and let Nathan run his game. Because you guys still have junior and senior year to go, which are going to take longer than usual.
Well, we're in the junior and senior year.
We've been in school now for about 2 years.
Yes.
I can try and go in.
It means I'm 18. My character's 18.
If you want to help with the snatch job.
You're better sneaking than I am.
I think that's just because I'm closer to the ground.
When you're low to the ground, there's more dirt.
It's your stealth.
I don't get stealth.
Oh.
Saucy would be a lot of help right now if he just wasn't a paper cutout playing cymbals in the background.
So, what's the snatch job involve?
Well, we're going to have to break into one of their warehouses and get it out from one of their guards.
Okay. How many people are going on that job?
6 plus one of you.
Out of curiosity, how come you need one of us?
Eat a patsy to blame it on.
So if something goes wrong, I go to prison.
Yeah, and you'll probably never be able to return to the city, but I'm not sure you want to anyway. That way, if any one of us gets caught, we can also blame it on you.
What do you think?
I don't know, it sounds risky.
Only other thing we can do is go back by ourselves and hope that someone else cares enough to come back here.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Me neither.
Right now.
You can find it from the stairs.
Good, I thought she fell on something down there.
It sounded like it, didn't it?
Yeah. Okay, how easy is it to get in?
Not. They got trapped. They got guards. Although getting in is easier than getting out.
Okay.
Why is getting in easier than getting out?
It's always easier getting into prison than getting out of prison.
Oh, that's not what I was talking about. I thought you were talking about the actual smash and grab.
Well, smash and grab should be pretty smooth. Unless, of course, the Majocracy's
expecting us?
Yeah. We have to make sure we don't have any insiders.
Well, I'll have a go at either part. I'm up for some adventure this evening.
You're considerably sneakier than I am. I really think you should go after.
But sneaky would maybe be good going into the prison as well.
I think you should be sneaking into the prison after our friend.
All right. I'll have a go.
Right.
If you... Well, now, we both need to buy separate teleports then, correct?
If you can make it back here together, then sure, you can pay for one.
All right. We'll just get one.
Try to meet back here?
Mm-hmm. And if we don't make it, go without us.
So how long has this Majocracy been in effect?
Since the war.
Which one?
The Great Green One.
It's like the Big Red Roman?
The World War Green.
Don't know that one.
Sarnin.
Don't know that one, sorry.
Oh. About 70 years now since the Orcish god called G declared that all orcs should kill anything that moves.
Including and each other?
If they weren't in agreement, yeah. So every orc on the entire world attacked without warning. A lot of places fell. Only a few did well, one of which was Runmore. Other than that, most countries went into Dark Ages, which is what Alendorf is still currently in.
Okay, what do we need to know?
For which one?
Both.
Well, prison, we don't have much help. We're not much help there. Because as I said, they change it every week. So if we have information that's 8 days old, it's out of date.
However, past experiences might be helpful.
Usually have at least a couple traps getting in. One of which is usually an alarm trap. Then, of course, they usually have gigantic locks, and the prisoners themselves are actually... If they turn another prisoner in, they get a reduced sentence. Mm. So the prisoners are happy to stab each other in the back. In fact, they're encouraged to. And then usually once they get out of prison, they're hired to be a guard.
That means I am doubly screwed.
you
know I'm going to be I'm going to be rubbing everyone the wrong way.
Well, I hope locks can be broken.
The smash and grab is just a simple down on the docks. As I said, unless there's an insider, there should be no more than 5 guards.
Which there never is.
Mundane humans. Although in the past few times, when we found out that we had an insider, they had something bigger there. Usually an ogre or something about the size of. Although one time they did hire a wyvern breeder to rent out 4 of his wyvern to guard an artifact.
So, do you just run away when they have those? Or do you still attempt to...
Well, we usually attempt. Usually it's the patsy who gets left behind. Nothing personal, but it's just business.
Well, we should find the person to buy the teleport from.
We already got that lined up.
How much?
400.
400.
Yeah.
I don't think we can
it's
do
got
that.
A convenience charge on it. You know, the only other people who have teleport in the city are is the Majocracy, and unless, of course, you want to go talk to them.
What about this Lake Castle? What is it?
Lake Castle? Bunch of weirdo savages. They're barbaric. They're up in orc country, and I'm not sure they're much different than the orcs.
Why do we want to go there?
Well, they're the polar opponent of Tsarnan. They're about the only ones in the entire whole of the Alidorfian Peninsula who's willing to stand up to them.
I'll go to the dock.
Do we have enough money for the teleport?
No.
Well, you might be able to pick something up from the warehouse. Sell it to us.
Well, we have to try. Alright.
That's the spirit.
What's the worst thing that can happen?
Don't say that.
All the rogues kind of just laugh.
Don't say that.
Okay.
Trust me.
Since we're moving on to the next part, I'm going to go ahead and ask everyone for roll initiatives. That way I can have a way to go in this action montage. Because everything goes faster
in a montage.
Everybody, including me?
Mm-hmm. Including you. You have a smooth time in prison?
Ha! 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 Pardon me.
All the way, them taking me back to a cell or what, I'm singing Henry VIII.
I'm Henry the Eighth.
That's a 17 from me.
All right, going from left to right. Ethan, Nathan, Becca,
the world. Who's Fick going to be with?
Yes,
he's been processed with my equipment.
Fick was indeed processed. He's a kobold.
Yeah.
He's equipment. Alright, so Ethan got a 17. Nathan?
I got a 24.
Becca?
16.
And the world goes on...
A 1.
A 13. The world goes last. Alright, Nathan. You got first.
Well?
It's, of course, now a shady night, because, of course, it's convenient.
And then night fell.
You're sitting there with about 5 or 6 rogues, and they're all kind of looking at you really funny. They're all in this kind of, you know, leather outfit, and they kind of look at your armor like.
Oh, for God's sake, I'll pull out a thing of ash. You know, sit.
They mumble something in Alidorf.
Probably about you being dirty.
And what if I am?
One of them kind of taps you on the shoulder and points straight at the front doors. And then those three kind of head off into the shadows.
Go up and knock on the door.
One of the little slits in the door is open. Irritated looking guard. Got the eyes of kind of the... That's a bluff.
That's a bluff. It's okay, I got a...
19.
Here him go.
And I, you know, I'm like sliding down the door at this point.
The
rogue's watching her.
You hear a shout back, and then as the doors open, you see them pretty much putting bets down. Mm-hmm. Maybe like who's killing you or why you're dying.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy opens the door and kind of looks at you like. As he realizes you're choking yourself.
Not choking myself. I'm just holding my throat like I'm choking and, you know, holding my breath so my face is starting to turn blue.
A better manner!
He's flat-footed. Go ahead and give me an attack.
Say it, don't spray it. Sorry. 19.
That'll hit the poor flat-footed guard, who's currently suffering from the minion rule.
For the damage.
As the other guys go, as one guy goes, Anna! And they start to roll that way. Okay. Ethan, you're next. It's dinner time. And you have your senses back. You've been sitting in your cell. Which, of course, is, you know, the stone-cold cell with...
This is utterly preposterous.
As far as you can tell, there's actually no door, except for people who occasionally walk in and out of the wall.
Utterly preposterous. I demand to see an attorney. I demand to see the laws as they're written.
And a gruff guard comes in, pulls out a club.
Oh, now are you going to beat me?
The wall melts.
And? Am I supposed to be impressed?
He's pointing.
Melted the wall, Loda.
He's like pointing out.
Fine, get out. Lead on, good man.
He pushes you forward.
That was very rude of you.
Push.
Very rude. Push. I'm remembering you. I am a nobleman. I am a knight. I am a sir, in fact.
He pushes you into a large cafeteria type area. And sits you down at a table forcefully with his club.
Hey, well, this won't do. I have a very specific diet.
Thwack!
Ow!
And he goes off and stands next to the wall. Up walks.
Waiter.
Up walks a gruff-looking food guy. He plops a bowl in front of you. Spoons some gruel out into it.
Oh.
Hands you a crust of bread.
Is it moldy?
Yeah. Glass of water. Something's floating in the water.
This is entirely unacceptable.
He walks away. You'll notice that there's about 12 other prisoners in here. At this point, most of them don't look actually like mages. These ones appear to have probably lost their arcane abilities and start taking warrior or fighter levels.
Anyway, this is utterly... This is degrading. This is absolutely degrading. Scrape off some of the mold. This is inhumane. What kind of establishment are they running here? I expect a bureaucracy to be much more efficient. It's more...
Suddenly appearing in front of you.
Hello.
There's a large individual, human, shaved head at this point. Few crudely done tattoos, probably using ground stone as the ink. He points down at your food and says in Draconic, very rusty Draconic, "That's mine."
Oh, this is yours, is it?
Oh. That's mine.
This is the soup. Is your, this pasty nastiness is yours?
Give it to me.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.vorpalnetwork.com. www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and these, you would make everything alright. Thought you might like an Evil Dead marathon, watching Ash wreck and shop with his chainsaw. You were gone before he made it to the woodshed. Now I'm standing here alone.
Hey, this is Adrian,
and this is Chris,
and we're the other scouts in White Rocket. We really like listening to the Gamers Haven.
Dungeons and Dragons, Wizards of College. This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is supported by RPG Now, the leading source of indie role-playing games, with over 10,000 RPG titles from over 500 creators and publishers. There are new RPG treasures to discover every day at www.rpgnow.com.
Are you sure? Pick it up. Lob it in his face.
And suddenly a bunch of people suddenly get up. They're like, And he's like,
it looks much better on you. Would you like some red?
Anybody else?
I have had an awful, awful day.
Alright, what are you doing other than that? Okay, he takes... He's basically throwing a punch at you at this point.
Okay.
He hits.
I'm sure he does. Oh, is my non-lethal damage gone away?
Yes, it has. You will take 5 points of stun or subdual damage as he punches you square in the face. One thing that I will point out that is odd: they have not taken away your spells.
Yes. Okay. Okay. That's probably my turn, so...
Okay. Becca. Yeah. They point you to basically this little hole in, like, a wall. So that's the entrance.
Is that a little obvious? Isn't that a little obvious that it's an entrance?
Oh. The prison's over there. The hole to the prison is over here.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna be taking it slow, because if they said they might have traps, I'm gonna be looking for traps.
Alright, so go ahead and give me a search check as you're kind of poking around, walking through the tunnels as a dwarf should. You do indeed find the first trap. The hard way. Alright, a flurry of darts come out. It's an area effect, so you need to give me a reflex.
Okay. 19.
You will take half damage.
Okay.
5 points of damage. You need to give me a fortitude save. That's basically this kind of dart sticking you. You can... Excuse me. Feel the sting of poison.
19.
19 plus 2 for being a dwarf.
21.
You think that they may have tried to use poison on you. That's about what the dwarf is. He continues sneaking along. One last search check for the second trap in the tunnel.
God dang it, why can't I roll for search checks? 11.
Okay, you also find that one.
the hard way. And you need to give me a willpower check. You get to add two because it is magic.
11.
Are you sure you don't want to burn a Benny?
Oh, that's a good idea. 18.
Okay.
Is that with your plus two?
Yes.
Something happens, although you're not quite sure what. You know a spell went off. Oh, do you actually have spellcraft?
Yes.
Yes, I do. I have 7.
Okay. 7. Give me a spellcraft roll.
Well, I have... 20.
You're pretty sure they tried to turn you into stone.
Can I learn that from them casting it on me?
It unfortunately is a higher level spell than you can cast.
Okay.
By, like, at least double your spell level.
But it's not turning into stone?
No.
Okay. I'm very lucky then.
Obviously.
Stupid traps.
Turn into stone! The dwarf goes, too late! Too late. Okay. And then we get to. That's the end of your round.
Okay.
The world goes! I already punched you in the face. The traps don't swing back. However, I do have 4 guards who do get to go. So they all kind of go, yeah!
Except for the one who's busy counting his money, right?
Yeah, except... Well, okay, so 3. So one's kind of going... And, of course, the one who's on the ground gurgling.
Boot him off with my sword. It's like...
Oh, sorry.
19 will hit. That's my armor class.
Okay, so 2 hits then. They have charge.
They have charge?
They're charging you.
Oh.
How very consistent of me. 20 points of damage.
That's hard.
Blessed be God. Chaos cultists are stabbing you. How does that make you feel?
Angry.
Chaos skulls?
Sorry. Anytime I imagine people just furiously attacking, I imagine like a bunch of corn from Warhammer. Well, that was their turn. Top of the round, Nathan. Go ahead and start butchering my core NPCs.
It's a 19.
That'll hit.
No, that's a 19 unmodified.
Oh.
And
yeah. You will probably successfully decapitate the...
They have to take morale checks, right?
Eventually. They haven't lost a quarter of their unit strength yet.
I'm not in missile fire.
Oh, yes. They have outnumber, but they don't have a rank, and they don't have a banner.
No, no standard. No musicians. The music doesn't matter because they're not tied.
Yeah.
14, 20, die back. 7, 14, plus 22!
As you can hear...
And your vorpal blade goes snicker snack.
You have... Oh, you do you have a base attack of 6 at this point? Oh, no,
I have a base attack of, 4.
4? Okay.
But... I thought I took... No, I guess I didn't.
Oh, well. You don't have
I thought I took cleave, but apparently I didn't.
Oh, well.
I have power attack. It's like I started the process of going
and
for cleave
got
and
distracted.
I got distracted.
Entirely possible. Did you take your 6th level feat?
I don't.
You should have 1 for human, 1 for 1st level, 1 for 1st level fighter, 1 for 2nd level
fighter,
1 for 3rd level, 1 for 6th level.
Mm-hmm.
6 feats.
Zoe died.
Oh, poor Zoe.
I think I have 6. Improved initiative, power attack, endurance, improved toughness, improved bull rush, and where'd it go? Where'd it go? Still spell.
Okay, yeah, you do have 6. Okay, cool. Alright, you lob him off, he's like, ah!
Lob his head off, and everybody else is like,
ooh! The guy who's counting the gold's kind of like, begins counting the gold in that direction. Alright, Ethan. You'll notice that also the guards have not moved.
Yeah, I would expect that at this point. I take my 5-foot step back and I summon an ogre. Behind the guy.
Same way.
The ogre just kind of taps him on the shoulder.
Huh?
Let's see if he can hit the broadside of a barn. He is an ogre. That's an 11.
Well, he's flat-footed to the ogre. And he's certainly not wearing any armor, because he's a prisoner.
That's true.
So that'll hit.
Okay. Uh, 18 points of damage.
Those level of wizards just don't count with a d4. Wham! Fud! As the other guys begin to look like they're... It's about to enter a cafeteria brawl.
And I'll say, anyone else think anything of theirs, of mine is theirs? Hey? You?
The ogre like...
Alright, Becca. You plop out into a tunnel. Another tunnel. Yeah, this one, I should say a hallway. You plop into a hallway. It's dark, but you're a dwarf, so you just don't care. It's all black and white now. As the world should be. Looking along this nice long row, you can see that there are cell doors, but you can also sense that there's kind of an aura of magic along the...
Like illusions, maybe?
Probably. And then down at the far end, there's a door heading out. And there are people within these cells, although most of them appear to be kind of doing the... Or in a state of sleep, or...
Okay.
So one of your people got killed?
I would like to walk up to a door.
No.
And, I mean, can I feel...
You can...
If it's a wall or a door, I mean...
You guys, we left you.
You know,
it's actually a door, but...
Yeah, there's a door there, and then there's, like, magic on top of the door.
Like a wall.
But you can see through.
Okay.
Sort of like right now you're looking at a one-way illusion.
I will start searching cells for them.
Okay, so you...
Not by opening them, but just by...
By going down the cell block.
Yes.
On this cell block, there are... He's not here. These guys look probably close to your petty criminals. Type of people where you're just kind of like, eh, get them off the street. They're not worth my time.
Okay, well, I'll listen at that door at the end of the hallway.
Give me a little listen check. Or notice check, as it may be.
Notice, yeah. 24.
You can indeed hear voices talking on the other end.
Can I hear what they're saying?
You speak Draconic, correct?
No.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
Okay.
You don't speak Draconic?
Well, I guess I could. My intelligence says I could. Doesn't it?
You're supposed to have a net of 4 languages right now.
She has 3.
Okay. So you do have a language floating somewhere.
Yep. So...
I could take Alidorfian.
No! Out of principle! So no, I cannot understand them at this point.
Okay, so you're kind of like, so they're saying something. They're definitely big and rough. Cast a spell, pull out axe.
Is this door locked?
No, it is not.
It's not locked. Big and rough. Yes, I will pull out my axe and open the door very, very cautiously. I want to see if I can peek around and actually see how far away they are.
Give me a stealth check.
10. Woohoo! 10.
Okay.
The door goes...
Yeah. As you're like...
I'll just wait.
You take out some oil.
I hope they gave the surprise here, so I'll wait and come to me.
Okay. The world goes. Alright, so in your case, a few people begin throwing punches at each other. One of the other guys picks up his bowl and throws it like a discus at you. This is...
11 is what you're aiming for.
Yes. So he successfully hits you with the bowl, and then he quick draws a shiv and throws that too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, he'll hit that one, too.
Okay.
The bowl will do 2 points of damage.
Non-lethal?
Yes.
D4.
Yes, I now need a D4. Because, of course, I didn't pull it out, so that required the gym to be prepared. Oh, thank you. 3 points of damage. As it actually cuts and you're like, ow!
3 points, you said?
Yes.
I'm assuming that's lethal.
That is indeed lethal. Right. And it was rusty.
Oh, you bastard.
Time for that tetanus shot.
Okay. Now, while Nathan, the remaining two dudes are kind of like... not with quite as much fervor. One hit. This time. 4 points of damage. Definitely not as much fervor.
4 points?
Yeah, 4 points.
They're a little nervous now.
But I really paid enough to do this right now. Hey, where's Jim? Jim's gone.
Smart guy.
Jim's like, I got the right idea here. I'm out of here.
425 right.
And Becca, at this point, the two guys kind of come around and look at the door. And the first thing you notice is that they're not fully human.
Lovely.
Standing there are these huge, muscular, of course, wearing no shirt, just be, you know, dead sex and everything, half-dragons.
Oh, God.
Red half-dragons.
Did I run away?
They've got, you know, the big beak-like head with the horns, no shirt on, they've got swords strapped across their back, great swords, of course, and they turn and look at you like, or they kind of peek around the door looking to see who it is, and they see you, and that's their turn. Top of the round, Nathan.
Swinging another one.
Am I in trouble?
I don't know. Unnatural 20.
You will definitely hit another one.
For 6 points of damage.
You stick him, he's kind of like, ah! For thud. At which point the other guy goes, tink.
I turn, I look back over my shoulder to where the thieves are hiding.
You see no thieves.
I walk into the building.
Stupid. Okay.
I'll look for something that I can grab that I can sell to make a little bit of money.
Probably pick up that guy's longsword. Ethan, in the lunchroom brawl.
Yes. I cast one of my summon monster 2 spells to summon 8 kobolds. And let them go. I then direct the ogre to go after the one guy who threw the thing at me, and then I'm going to take assessment of the situation and see what are the guards doing.
The guards are watching.
Okay.
What you'll also notice, give me a spellcraft check, actually.
That's a 28.
28. You notice that all of them are casting still spells. So, you can't really hear them over the roar of, you know, the lunchroom brawl. And you don't see them moving, but they're casting magic.
Okay. Where are the exits?
As far as you can tell, there are none.
Oh, one of those. Okay, then.
Although you're pretty sure you came from that wall.
Okay. I'm going to try to... I'm assuming this big brawl sort of broken out.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get into the crowd and try to get lost in the crowd a bit and then work my way back around, so...
That would be a... stealth check.
Yeah, stealth. Stealth is for poopers.
All right. Let's get into the crowd without being hit. Okay. Not quite.
Well, the stealth check is a mighty 4.
Oh, that person's got a weapon!
Yeah, I'm not wasting a penny on that. lovely ogre... See, in the kobolds, I just want to cause mischief and chaos. The ogre, however, is 16 to hit the one dude.
It will indeed, because once again, no armor.
8. 15 points of damage.
Bam! You clock him, too. So he flies and, like, hits a table and it shatters, of course. Round of applause. Alright, Becca. There are these two... half dragons. And they appear to be looking at you menacingly.
Do I know anything about them?
Give me an knowledge arcana.
Natural 20.
You know a lot about half dragons. In fact, that was the only really interesting thing that was said in this semester, so you took good notes. They usually reflect the alignment of the parent, which in the case of red dragons is chaotic evil. They are incredibly muscular, powerful and strong, and intelligent. They have a breath weapon, and they are resistant to the element of which their parent is. Breathes. So in the case of red dragons, they're immune to fire, and they breathe fire. Now, if they're hoisting greatswords, as they are, they do lots of damage. And they have a thicker hide than usual, meaning natural armor.
How fast do they run?
About the same as normal people.
And what about vices?
Vices?
Yeah.
Things that hurt them good?
Or any flaws they might have?
Well, chaotic evil is a very me streak. So usually if you might be able to make it worth a while for you to not die, then they'll probably not kill you. But it definitely must be worth their while.
And what would be worth their while?
Well, like dwarves and other things that have a tendency to hoard, shiny.
Shiny things?
They like shiny.
Mm. Okay, well, first thing I'll do is attempt to reason with them, or, you know, offer, make them an offer.
Made them an offer they could refuse. And what are you offering?
Well, I'll take out... Since the only shiny I have is really gold. So I'll take one out and say... And well, what do they... Will I speak my language? Do I know?
Well, they were speaking a language you didn't speak just a second ago.
Okay. I'll hold it up and see if they follow it.
Their eyes, of course, do. They kind of look back at you, like...
I'll pull out another one. I assume that means they want more.
They just signaled about 30 and then did the each motion.
Okay. I want to know what that'll get me. They'll pretend I wasn't here? All right.
Then it will be, we didn't see you for 30 gold apiece. You're like,
tsh. Okay, that's done.
They go back to their conversation.
Okay, I'll be sneaky another way then.
Okay. Okay.
Thank God for a natural 20.
The world doesn't care about Becca right now. The two named characters are down. Nathan, so the world is only with you. You're like, alright, you've walked further and you're like, that's the crate. That is so obviously where the, you know, artifact is. I mean, it's like secure padlock, arcane runes on it. You're like, that's no problem. The problem is standing in front of it, which is a minotaur. Who's looking at you with this look of... As it charges.
Oh, crap.
As you notice, as it's charging you, the rogues move in behind it.
To steal the...
Possibly. How bad is a minotaur?
Nasty.
They're nasty. Nathan might be able to take one on his own.
No. Not at sixth level.
He will be attempting to gore you, round one.
Oh, Jesus. That right there can do enough damage right now to knock me out completely.
It's a 22 to hit.
That'll hit.
11 points of damage. Ow! However, the rogues, not being completely amoral, will unleash with a flurry of hand crossbow shots. One hit. Three hits. So here's 3d6, and could I...
Another one? What do you need? A d4?
Yeah. Here we go. 2, 3, 6. Okay, so... 8, 10, 16 points of damage, which the Minotaur will take and snarl at. Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to wait on Nathan. Ethan!
I'm going to summon two Dark Mantles. And then they're going... I'm going to try... Well, before I do that, I should say. I'm going to move out of the crowd towards the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And basically try to make it so it's a straight line. And then have... summon these two Dark Mantles, who then put up their little darkness thing. Which would be...
Bleh.
A 20-foot radius on each of them, so...
Two ink clouds, got it.
Yes. And then let everything continue to cause mayhem, and I'm going to try to slowly walk into that wall with my hand forward.
Okay. All right, Becca. There's about three passageways heading out of this area, and the half-wreckers have gone back to their business.
Can I listen down each of the passageways?
Sure.
Am I doing notice?
Yes.
Okay. 25?
Down on the left one is quiet. You don't hear anything. Straight ahead is, it sounds like they're screaming, possibly torture chambers. And the one kind of forward and to the right, down that direction, it sounds like there's a large amount of ruckus.
Well, he's certainly not being quiet. Can I tell if the screaming is male or female?
It sounds definitely male.
Is there any words along with the screaming?
Not in a language you understand.
Okay, it's probably not him then. I'll go for the other one.
Okay, so you begin heading towards the ruckus.
Sneakily.
It's not screaming like a woman, so it's definitely like, remember, I scream like a woman.
As you get closer, you'll notice that the entire area is covered in darkness.
Huh.
Yes, this is supernatural darkness.
Can I tell what's going on just from what
sounds
it sounds
like? A fight.
Can I pick out how many people are involved?
Oh, at least 20 people at this point.
Okay.
Lots of high-pitched squealing, a big thing,
uh-huh.
A few humans.
Uh-huh.
Am I pretty sure the darkness is a spell?
Yes, because normally you'd be able to see through darkness.
Okay. Do I know how long the spell usually lasts?
Like an hour?
If it's a darkness spell, it's 10 minutes per level.
Oh,
so
10 minutes per level.
Okay, what I'm going to do right now is sit right outside the darkness,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to hold for a little bit while I listen to what's going on, and see if I can make out if the person I'm looking for is potentially in this room.
Okay. Nathan, you went on hold because you dashed to the bathroom. The Minotaur is directly in front of you, and it has three hand crossbow shots in its butt, which seems to have annoyed it.
I'm going to take quite a step back and drink my cure medium.
Okay.
One of my cure medium wounds.
So 2d8 plus 3.
6, 5, 11, 14.
14 hit points. Fantastic. Okay. The Minotaur. At this point, he's going to swing once at you with his great axe,
mm-hmm.
and then he's going to run back over to the crate.
Okay.
Urgh! 3.
No.
As we get running back over. Okay. The world is not attacking you. The world is not attacking you.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan!
Well, he's running back towards the...
Yeah, he's running up to the crate, which points the rogues are going... We drew aggro! DPS drew aggro! Need tank! Need tank!
Well, I'll...
Taunt! Taunt!
Kick him in the balls! If you...
I'll try to attack him.
So you charge him, charge up behind him. Okay.
Well, move up behind him. I guess I could try a bull rush.
Oh.
fuck.
21.
You will definitely hit.
6.
6. That'll once again annoy him. Arr! Now not only does he have 3 crossbow bolts in his butt, now he has a slash across his tail. That's just not cool.
Not across his tail, it's across his lower back.
Okay.
I am a little
higher. That's where my tattoo was, man. Okay.
I know, that's why I hit it.
You will make it to the wall, and you need to give me a will save.
Well, that's a 26.
26. Okay. You bypass, you see through the illusion. And now you need to give me the secondary trap effect, which is another will save. Okay.
17.
17. Okay. Once again, all of your senses disappear. Oh, bang! Fantastic, I love bang. You're looking for a 23 is what you're looking for.
Okay, that's a 29.
29. You pop out of the corridor. You're like, ha ha, ha. There's a dwarf standing there.
Ha! Ha! Oh. Hello.
Oh, good. Let's go.
We shouldn't dawdle.
As you two run past, the red dragons, which you now realize are probably the big gruff individuals who haul you guys around, go, ah, ah.
Yeah. I'll give them more shinies.
Okay. So you two are effectively safe.
Well, thanks for coming for me.
The Minotaur, however...
We're leaving right away, by the way.
Great Axe on one rogue, Great Axe on another rogue, gore you.
From he's gonna gore me from behind like
so,
this?
So he's like,
problem.
And then,
while he's at it.
No, that's
rogue
fine.
One.
My equipment has been
with
processed.
Rogue two.
Unfortunately, what that means is
you
has been processed. Meaning for resale. 19.
You're looking for a 19.
One off.
It happens.
You're like, as you can feel, like, the horn part like, your hair.
Oh, pull on a piece of hair. It turns into another me.
Oh, someone's been watching Forbidden Kingdom. Okay. Nathan. Oh, the rogues, the four who are not melee quickly scatter and reload. The two who are there quickly pull out their daggers, go, two will hit, because minotaurs are easy to hit. 3 points of damage.
19 naturals. That's a 27. Was it? What did I roll that time?
That's a 3.
It's a 3. Okay, it's not a crit.
But unless you want to burn a Benny to maybe re-roll that, you do get a crit.
I could use the damage. Why not?
I love when players spend Bennies.
And that's an 18, so that's a 26.
Oh yeah, that's definitely critical.
Can I borrow your die 8 again, please.
I love Bennies. That's
13 plus 8 is 21.
21 is enough to sever his spine. What? As the two rogues are like, thank you. Kudos, man. Kudos.
And I'm like, throw out the blade.
I should go and look for more loot.
I have that ruby still, but I'm afraid to give it to these guys because I think these are the guys we stole it from.
Okay, you'll go off and quickly look for plunder. All right, you've effectively exited combat.
I'm going to run around and see if I can grab some stuff.
Okay.
I thought the shinies were worth getting away from the dragon people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. There's a slight problem, however.
I don't know what to do about that. We were told to get you and get out.
Who told you to do that?
People who were helping us.
There were people helping you.
Yes. But they're not helping me.
They're not helping you. Well, no. Then they're not much help, are they?
What?
I can't pronounce his name, but they're helping him.
Tahir?
Tahir.
Tahir. Oh, yes. Early. Where is Tahir?
Helping them with the job.
Helping them with the... Oh, lovely.
Yes, we're meeting them back at... Assuming we can get out of this tunnel still, we're meeting them back at the tavern, so don't say anything that might get you arrested again. Please.
I'll do my best, but when we find these people, I will have to ask them how I can get my squire back.
All right.
Oh, my spellbook and all that, but my squire is the most important.
Oh, he has a heart.
No, my spellbook is already copied. They have perfect favorite copies of my spell book as it is.
Alright, you guys will...
Irreplaceable.
You guys will quickly return to the tavern. Nathan sporting a few new wounds.
Bleeding a little bit. I'm like bandaging myself up just to stop the blood.
The
nice to see you.
Hello, old bean. You've looked better.
Yeah, Saucy plays cymbals in celebration.
I had a mild run-in with a minotaur.
Oh, well, jolly good then.
So how...
Are you the ones who are helping these...
You would recognize them as the individuals who are constantly raiding the school.
Hello. Excuse me for a moment.
You look familiar.
No, I have that kind of face. Yes. Mm. When I was arrested, one of my my squire was processed. How would I go about getting him back?
Well, normally he's as good as gone. But from the reports that we got from the agents who went with Tahir, hey, he pulled a couple of them out of the fire. So we'll try and get your stuff back.
Please do. The most important thing is Fick, my little squire, and my, of course, my student identification. I need that in. It's very important.
Right. Well, we need to get you guys to Lake Castle as quickly as possible, because the town's going to be scouring for you guys.
Yes.
That's fine.
Namely him.
This is lovely.
Well, I'll pull out what little money I have left and the items that I filched from the place.
Okay.
I have a little money left.
Nathan, roll 2d100, please. This is effectively how much plunder you got before they said, "Alright, we gotta go!
'72 and '32, so 104.
You got 104 gold worth of plunder.
So I've got 345.
It was 400 for the teleport.
Yeah.
I have 44.
My good man, if you retrieve my equipment, you can keep any money you find. So as long as you return my squire and return my identification,
we'll be sure to make. We'll take that deal.
Very well.
How much gold did you have, by the way?
17.
Well, they'll still make a 16 gold profit because they're like off by what, 1 gold?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah. So I'm not handing over the ruby because I do believe we got it from the last group of these people that we killed.
That's okay. So this. Obviously, roguish-looking mage kind of looks at you guys, go, college people.
Yeah, I'm sure we're not the first group you've seen through here lately.
Couldn't they teleport us to the?
He is not a high enough level for that.
We're talking several thousand miles here.
Mm-hmm.
And I do appreciate the rescue, old bean.
They'll send your equipment to Lake Castle if you guys survive.
Fabulous.
Thanks.
If we survive.
Well, we've survived
Remember,
this far.
They're savages. They're crazy.
Oh, yes. Perhaps you should do the talking, then.
All right.
Not implying that you're
whatever
a savage,
you
but
do.
You are, technically
whatever
speaking.
Whatever you do.
Technically speaking.
Do not give any hints that you are wizards.
Oh, lovely.
Like
Don't
those robes.
What's wrong with these robes? It could be my nightdress.
Right, so I pull out a spare set of traveler's clothes out of my bag. You're going to have to roughing it.
Rough it? Those are trousers.
Take off your clothes.
Back here. Let me get a bit of privacy.
Right now. Take them off.
Why are you so anxious? You're a dwarf, for Lord's sake.
Doesn't mean I want to look at it.
We don't really have much of a choice. The last thing we need to do is, after breaking you out, getting us all killed because you're dressed like a mage.
Let me turn around.
Very well. Is there somewhere private I can...
This is the Thieves Guild. If we have a private spot, it's usually already taken.
That is true. Well then, all ladies, avert your eyes or be struck blind.
Woo! That is white! My eyes! They've been burned from my skull!
He didn't
warn them.
I warned the ladies.
Look away! It's at, like, at the end of Indiana Jones. Look away! It was not made for human eyes! Oh, you looked. Damn it.
I will change into these grubby traveler's clothes.
No complaints.
That they are pro... Nathan, you're how tall?
Not actually that tall. This character's not.
I'm 5'6".
I'm 5'11", so the trousers are baggy on you.
They need a tailor, of course.
Roll up your sleeves.
Roll up the sleeves. Could we have any seamstresses that could do some hemming, maybe?
Sure, we could do that right along. Would you like us to get some tea while we wait for the guards?
Oh, you're being sarcastic, yes. Well, lead on.
You guys get that nice little loading screen, but not quite so long, because you're not loading on a common. You're just loading a city. You guys appear in the middle of City Square, and the first thing you realize is everyone in this area is armed. Peasants are walking by, longswords strapped to their backs. Women are standing next to them holding maces, children playing with knives, type of thing.
Good thing we
have weapons. However, the entire area is made from brick, as opposed to like wood or stone. But it does have, you know, nice paved streets, and everyone kind of looks at you guys funny, and they kind of all point and talk, and they, of course, speak Alidorfian. There's a few buildings where you can obviously recognize, like a smithy, tavern. They even have a cheesemaker. It's clearly labeled.
Yeah, cheesemaker.
With a picture of cheese.
With a giant wheel of cheese.
So they must be used to people not speaking the language. They have signs of that.
They're
used to people not being able to read.
Notice that they have, you know, dwarves and elves walking around. They all
dwarves and elves living together in mass hysteria.
Yes, and elves living together.
The area, they've got horses and whatnot that is kind of pulling carriages. And you guys are staying there in the middle of town square. Well, there's a few vendors kind of set up. There's a guy who's literally got, like, imagine like the New York hot dog trolley, except it's got a label on it, except you can't read Alidorfian. It's got a picture of, like, a rat on a stick. With, like, fruit on either end of it.
Oh. Yeah. Should we find something?
Fine Alidorfian cuisine, no less. Huh? Without.
No casting.
Now, just to let you guys
know,
it's now probably around midnight.
Yes.
Which is weird for people to be out and about at this hour.
It's odd for merchants to be out at this hour selling wares. But it seems to be all right.
Do you want a place to rest?
Non-people of our, like, behave in this manner?
Non-people? You mean us?
Yes. I was trying to be diplomatic.
Well, he needs to rest, so we should find a place to rest.
Anyway, that would be wise. Well, so, chop.
Let's find a place.
You guys will eventually come across a tavern. It was called, what, like the Maiden's Fancy? Yes, it's called the Maiden's Fancy.
It changes name.
Until I get yelled at. Inside, it's got about, you know, 8 nice wooden tables.
It changes its name on a daily basis, really. Yeah. Just sort of that.
That stairs heading up, there's a grizzled older man, well, older by 40s or 50s at this point. Got the nice mustache. Imagine, like, you know, Warhammer Empire mustache. Or there's a young girl who obviously looks related to the man.
Hello, old bean.
One room.
One room?
One room.
That's better than that.
Very well. Please don't throw us in prison for not speaking your language.
What? Better. Mean that.
Hey, boys, the dog, she's like,
I don't have any money to pay the man.
Yes, you are. You guys are actually out of coin.
He still has some. Don't you have some coin? Or did you just give him your gold?
I gave him everything.
Oh, lovely. Penniless.
As you guys sit there for a couple seconds, he kind of points to a table.
Sit down, smiling like a dumbass.
My man, my man.
Yes! Do you know what he's saying?
No.
Nothing. Do we want something to drink?
No, I'm good.
He goes back behind the bar and in walks a girl with a couple of guards.
Oh, lovely. We're being arrested again. Stand up, put my hands up.
Sit down.
And the two guys kind of look at you like...
Sit down.
Deforian?
Yes!
Ah!
Just want to make sure we weren't being arrested again.
You'll notice that the guards are actually from Defor.
Oh, lovely.
We're translators.
Oh.
Oh.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
We need a room to rest in. We'd like to exchange services for...
Not services. We have...
I do not swing that way.
I didn't mean those kind of services.
We do not have coin, but we have some items that we wish to see if we can sell to make coin.
I believe it's... But bartering of some...
I'll pull up the
trading
ring
or
that I got. No, the
other sort of lesser...
I have this. I don't know.
Common folk activities.
He walks over and... Blah, 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 blah.
Are they supposed to be the enemies of that awful city? Or
yes,
that?
They are. Thank God.
Well, we could inform them that we've escaped from them most recently.
Good sir has informed me that he's not going to charge you for the rooms. He's wounded.
Well, yes. He had a bad encounter with a Minotaur.
You need to go see the priest.
Where?
He walks outside. Kind of hard to see. He points, and you guys, for the first time, actually knows a grand cathedral.
Huh.
Not made from... not
take
made
my
from,
spectacles off. Robert.
Not made from something like brick, which is the rest of the place. You're pretty sure that's marble. And of course, it's got the giant symbol of a five.
I wonder how we managed to miss that.
It is nighttime, and well,
yeah, that's true.
You are paranoid that you're about to be butchered.
There is that. Paranoias can be unhealthy sometimes. No, not all good.
All right.
You only need one room.
Yes.
He says you can have as many as you. Well, three.
We want all of them. All ten. In the middle of the night, we'll all wake up and just play musical chairs with the rooms. So go. My room tonight.
What do you think? Should we each get a room, or?
I'm on my way to the temple.
Oh, okay.
So
he's going to the temple.
Right. Well,
already married.
Oh, by the way, she is with you.
Suddenly the camera shifts, and there's his wife, just out of frame.
I guess I guess we'll take three.
No.
And if you would thank him very,
yes.
Thank him from the bottom of our hearts for his kindness.
He says you're welcome anytime.
Where can we find you if we need translation again?
I don't have anything to do for the rest of my shift. Okay. Which is dawn.
That's what you do for a living then?
I'm a guard. And unless some orcs decide to raid during the middle of the night, which is not actually my job. Unless, of course, the Thieves Guild kicks up again. I'm free for the rest of the evening, and my partner can follow your friend around there.
That's absolutely smashing.
Yes, I think he probably will need someone to translate for him, unless the priests speak any other language.
We don't know about Gregarious. We don't ask about where he's from.
Very well. Well, I'm rather tired. I would like to retire for the evening, I think.
Polymorph?
I can't think of anything that I want to do tonight, aside from...
Are you hungry?
Well, yes.
Well, yes, actually, I had to dump my gruel on a rather unpleasant bloke's face.
That daughter goes in quickly and begins fetching food.
Well, I did.
That's funny. So it was a food fight, huh?
Well, it started out with
you'll notice that he even has like a little cut right there. Uh-huh. He's, his nose is...
I've obviously been hit several times.
good distraction.
And they'll bring you out some nice food.
Well, he thought twice about doing this to me once I summoned the ogre.
Is this Venus they're talking to?
No. Yeah. All right, Nathan, the guard is following you around and says, on a stick?
What, on a stick?
Pointing to the vendor. On a stick?
The picture shows a rat on a stick.
Oh, he hasn't changed his sign since the beginning.
He's changed the recipe since the beginning.
Oh, it changes usually on a daily basis.
So what is it?
Well, let's go ask him. What do you have today? Oh! Gosh. Got some fine direwolf on a stick. Oh, try it.
Suddenly I can understand him somehow.
You see him grill up this...
He's sick of going blah, 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 blah.
He gives the guard this giant stick with a slab of meat and some like vegetables on either end of it.
Wow.
Direwolf kebab?
I don't have any money.
Dude, it's nighttime. No one charges money at this point.
Oh. Well, I will try it, I guess. Thank you.
Nathan, you are surprised. It is more tasty than you had originally anticipated.
Which is a good thing, because, you know, it would be very embarrassing to vomit right in front of the merchant on his eating his wares.
Huh? It's good! And of course, they take you to the Grand Cathedral, and up walks a man in about his mid-40s, kind of bald, thin. Looks, he goes, you've been stabbed, huh?
Something like that, more like gored and cut.
That must have been a pretty vicious gourd.
Gore as in Minotaur hit me with his horns.
Do we have a Minotaur in town?
No, it wasn't here. We just got here.
Outside the town? I didn't think we had any Minotaurs outside town.
No, he was guarding something.
Are you an adventurer?
No, I'm a student. I'll pull out my student ID.
Oh, you're a wizard. Oh, interesting. Okay. That's the symbol of the five. You heal 20 hit points.
I figured I could trust the priest. He doesn't seem like this building's a...
giant cathedral of ridiculous proportions.
We're students. It's part of our finals. Unfortunately, we ended up in... what was the name of that place? I don't remember the name of the city. Out of character.
Oh. Sarnen?
Yeah, they... We didn't speak Alidorfian, so they immediately arrested our friend. And
By the way, this is all through the guard.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't speak Dvorian either, but this is through the guard.
So.
Well, I can tell you why you're speaking Dvorian.
Well, yeah, no, we know why. That was explained to us.
Yeah, Dvorian has done several raids in Sarnen.
Yeah. Well, I can speak Sirin, if that would help.
It's alright, that doesn't help.
Can speak Draconic. But unfortunately, apparently we had to have a license for that.
Yeah.
I could have really pissed them off and spoke Orc.
Yeah, Sarnen's insane.
Yeah. I think we can agree with you on that one.
Best not to spend much time
there.
Yeah. Oh, are you wounded at all still?
I'm down one hit point. I'll be fine.
You're minor. Well, you have a place to stay, I assume?
Yes, they give us a hotel room for the... an inn room for the evening.
It's good to hear.
I need to sell this ring and a couple other things maybe so I can actually, you know...
Get the newest releases at RPG Now!
Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and DC would make everything alright. I thought you might like an Evil Dead marathon. Watching Ash wreck and shout with his chainsaw. You were gone before he made it to the workshop. Now I'm standing here alone.
Hey, this is Daterman,
and this is Chris,
and we're the other Scouts of White Rock, and we really like listening to the Gamers Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Wizards of College. This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is supported by RPG Now, the leading source of indie role-playing games, with over 10,000 RPG titles from over 500 creators and publishers. There are new RPG treasures to discover every day at www.rpgnow.com.
Compensate the owner of the inn for the room.
Well, in the morning you'll probably want to go talk to Tehran.
Who?
He's the blacksmith. He's taken up the merchant guild.
All right, I shall do so.
You guys rest in an actually very comfortable, very clean, and hospitable room. In the morning you were given room service.
Wow.
This place is much more agreeable to me than the sawn-in, whatever the hell it was.
Sawn-in.
Why?
Yeah, these are supposed to be savages. They don't seem savage to me.
I'm confused. Just telling the truth.
Yes.
Of course, in the wonderful morning, as you guys finish your breakfast and head downstairs, you'll see that the area is packed and that people are, of course, joking around, and there's four people over there who are dressed in, well, one's in breastplate. One looks actually like a wizard, an illusionist is what you recognize as. Best one you could say is probably a druid, as he's definitely got, you know, the all-natural thing going for him. And
Harry.
About the prettiest swashbuckle you've ever seen. We're talking like Sinbad pretty.
The dandy.
Poke. The guard's like, Oh, morning.
Oh, good morning, old bee.
Yes, is the room for satisfactory?
Oh, yes, very, very, very nice, thank you. You do your people a good... You do your people well to have such hospitality.
Ah. We try and welcome travelers.
Yes, Where's our friend gone off to?
The one who's stumbling down the stairs behind you?
Oh, yes, there he is. How are you feeling, old bean? Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Yes, well, now, of course, we need to figure out our next step in getting back. First of all, did anyone drop anything off for me during the night? Nothing now? Looking for a friend of mine. If a little kobold comes stumbling into town, please do not kill him. He is my squire.
Oh, no, we have kobolds all the time. They say he's up at the castle.
Is up at the castle?
Oh, you guys probably didn't notice it last night because it wasn't lit up, but actually on the lake is a castle on a small little island with a drawbridge leading up to it.
Well then.
Unfortunately, there's a drawbridge tax. It's one of the ones.
Oh, well then we'll need to...
If you want to talk about it getting waived, there's the lords right there. Point to the four people at the table, the druid, the swashbuckler,
The
woman in breastplate, the...
The lords?
Yes, the lords of the land.
Oh, well... Very well. I'll head on over in their direction.
They kind of turn and look up.
Hello. Terribly sorry to bother you on this fine morning.
No, the druid goes, oh, no, no trouble.
Oh, you, one of you understands us. Wonderful.
No, magic.
Oh, lovely. Yes, magic. How quaint. My companions and I have managed to... make our way into this fine community of yours, we have a few problems we need to address. But first of all, my squire, a little kobold named Fick, is apparently in the castle, and I need to go retrieve him. I was directed to speak to you. As you see, we have
no money anymore.
Have to put it quite this way: we were waylaid by those backwards, absolutely asinine wizards in Sarin or whatever.
Yeah, everyone kind of goes.
Yes. They decided to put me in jail and whatnot. But that's.
As the wizard goes, any particular reason why? He actually says in Draconic.
I'll respond in Draconic. Oh, the usual. Yes. We're students, you see.
Oh. Which college?
I'll tell him.
Oh, the Dufourian ones.
Yes. We're dealing with our finals right now.
Fantastic.
Please don't have us burned at the stake or anything.
Why would I have you burned at the stake?
Well, you see, that's the odd thing, The people that helped us helped my friends rescue me and get something where my friend over there had to take on a minotaur said something about the people here being savages and dancing. Said something about the people here being savages and not friendly to human folk.
We have different laws than they do in different areas. We allow everyone to carry weapons, since we're in deep in orc country.
Yeah, yes.
We don't arrest everyone for everything. You're free to do as you wish.
As long as
who you wish.
Yeah, yes.
We frankly don't care, just don't cause any problems and you're okay.
Yeah, far, that is far from any of our minds. We are just wanting to collect our friends and collect my squire and get home as fast as possible. Here's the issue, however, of course, it cost us all of our money to get here. And
is indeed troubling.
We would, of course, like to know if there's any kind of work around here any of us could do, or something we could do in order to get the tax to get to our friend in the castle.
You need the money to get into the castle?
The drawbridge tax.
The drawbridge taxes. We'll talk about.
Everyone kind of reaches for their purse and kind of pulls out about 5 gold coins. Kind of each one of them throw them on the table, so there's about 20 coins. It costs a copper per head to get into the cabin. Yeah.
Well then.
Just take 1 gold coin.
Go ahead and take the rest, you're going to need it.
Why?
Why is that?
You have the rest of the way to go to D4.
That's true.
Why there?
Yeah, you're there.
Yeah, I'll wave you guys over.
Why would you give us the money to get home?
You're travelers, we like people coming back, we're not assholes.
You're obviously not savages, as was told to us.
Sarnin's a backwards lying place where they'll just as soon cut out your heart as give you anything helpful.
Yes.
But they let us come.
Anyway, well, how rude of me. My name is Sir Hercule Gaston. This is Tahir.
The
Hassan ibn Imad.
Does Pyra speak the tongue? Okay, so
she speaks Elador, Dwarven, and Orc.
Okay.
I just recently gave her that one.
Okay.
I speak Dwarven.
Yep, she learned Dugrum from Ale. Reading Ale labels.
That'll do it.
That's good to hear that.
Oh. And I'll have to give her a name too. I can't remember your name. Jenna. Thank you.
Jenna.
They're like, oh, good to hear. We're glad you made it out of Sarnin alive.
Yes.
Pretty quickly.
Yes, we were teleported.
Oh. That's why we're broke.
That's why we're broke, of course. Mm.
Oh, well. I can, of course, teleport you for a small fee.
Really?
Well, yes. You know, I don't do things for free. I am a,
no, of course.
I am a merchant wizard. I have to make my livelihood somehow.
Yes, yes. Well, after retrieving our friends, we were, well, my squire, our next object is to try to get back to school, you see.
Well, if you have any items of sale, you'll want to see that that interesting dwarf, Tiron.
Interesting dwarf, Tiron?
Yes, Tiron.
All dwarves are interesting.
All right. Well, we'll see what we can scrounge together. In case we of course need to find any kind of employment or some sort of
the
thing.
First thing we installed in the town as soon as we got a tavern is there's the adventure board right there.
Fabulous. We can give the
true.
I do appreciate the assistance, and of course the small loan, we will of course pay this back. It's quite generous of you. As I told the innkeeper here, everyone we have met have been very kind and very very noble people.
We strive to be good people. Our friend Pyra here is, of course, and her husband Morty, who's not here right now, or Jonathan. Sorry. We have our own knights. As well,
yeah, lovely.
If you said you are a knight.
Yes, I was knighted in the kingdom of what kingdom was the name? I was knighted in the kingdom of Sauron.
The other day. So you're more of a lover.
I suppose yes. The king was very very happy with how. The king was very happy with my words of my words to him over a minor issue that came up with us.
Seems to happen frequently while you are adventurers.
Yes.
It's kind of an unasked for title.
Well,
same thing happened to us.
Yes, it did happen to them. Well. If you need any more help, I'm sure Meathead at the gate or Jaeger will be able to help you. Jaeger's the sheriff.
Meathead?
Yes, Meathead. He is the gate guard, as well as our pet, as well as Pyra's pet Hex.
And we refer to him as Meathead?
Yes, that's okay. The name he's come to accept.
Oh. All right, just want to make sure I don't get punched in the face or anything. I've already been punched in the face too many times.
He is by far the least violent of his kind that I have seen.
Very well.
And, you needed to go to the blacksmith?
Yeah, I've got some stuff here.
I would like to go with you.
Very well. Again, thank you. Thank you very much.
You.
It was a pleasure meeting you all.
Really?
you guys will head off towards the blacksmith, which is, of course, you know, it's a giant anvil, and you can hear the clanging of
metal.
You guys will walk in, it's open air. You two will see, of course, a beardless dwarf hammering away at iron. You walk in, the entire place is empty. You hear the clang, but there's no blacksmith at the forge.
Well, you're the one who wanted to talk to him. There you go, B.
And he kind of looks up at you guys with the big, bushy eyebrows.
Have you ever seen a beardless dwarf?
You'll have to talk to them, because it's not...
good day, sir. I understand you're the person we are supposed to come to sell items to. The blacksmith. Yes, there is.
No.
He's standing right in front of us.
No. I don't see anything.
Does she hear him, though?
Does she hear him?
There's a dwarf who's standing right here, in fact. What is your name, sir?
Theron.
Theron is his name.
Pat in the face.
Do I feel anything?
As far as you're concerned, there's nothing there.
Stop that! That's highly rude! I apologize for my friend.
I can't see anything!
Tink! She doesn't know I'm here. Tink!
She doesn't know you're here?
Tink! Yeah, I'm dead.
You're dead?
Tink!
You seem very alive to us.
It's complicated.
Very well. Apparently you can't see him, he's dead. Now...
That means I can't.
This is Tahir. He has something to talk to you about.
Well, usually dead people aren't holding a day job. Dead people.
But why can they see him and I can't?
That'll have to be something they ask. Right now, you're kind of. It's something that's never happened to you before.
Why can you see him and I can't?
Good question. Why can't we see him and she can't? Why can we see you and she can't?
I don't know why you're asking me.
Back during the War of Old Well, I voluntarily shaved myself. And Morden placed a curse on any dwarf who willingly shaves his beard with pure iron that he is effectively dead to dwarfs. Tink. So as far as she's concerned, I'm a ghost.
Very well.
So you're not... Technically, you're not dead.
No, I am dead. It's complicated.
Right.
Okay.
Apparently, back during the war, he shaved his beard voluntarily with iron.
That makes no sense.
And there's a curse on him from Moradin that he is dead to old dwarves, so therefore he is dead to you. And sort of dead to us, but we can see him, so he is like a ghost of some kind.
But it's complicated.
It's complicated, and we are moving on. Yes.
I'm going outside.
Okay, there are other dwarves walking down the street. We're like, keep going.
Well, I'll pull out some of the stuff that we still have.
I'm really confused, and I'm going to think
about it. It's okay. It confuses the other characters, too.
I'm going to pull out the signet ring that we got, and the ring, and hand him over, and the breastplate with the sneer on it, because I'm not going to wear the damn
thing. I do have a poison dagger, if you want.
Right. The ring's worth 75.
Which one's worth 75?
The signet ring is beside me.
And I have another one that's just a plain ring, so.
The ring's worth 50.
Okay. Breastplate was something we picked up on our travels. I'm never going to wear it. No one here is going to wear it. I know.
Ew, it's magical.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh. Crap. I think it's more difficult to get rid of.
Is there anything you could do with that, old bean?
Sure, I can fix it, but it's magic.
Yes.
Far if it was runic, but...
No, you could pawn it off on some hapless traveler.
I do not swindle, ever.
Well, not swindle.
Not swindle.
Find it.
Obviously, it's not fit for fine dwarf as yourself, or fine dwarf like any of the others we've seen out here, but you could... It has a sneer on it, like many elves have sneers, you know. Be complimentary, you know.
Why are you insulting elves?
He's hoping it'll win favor. That's easy.
Yes. I know, I'm not transparent.
750 for it.
How much?
750.
875 all around.
That's fine.
Jolly good. Wonderful.
Here, we'll get the coins.
So
preferred in platinum, gold, or bars?
Platinum would be easiest since it would only be 85 coins. It would be the easiest to carry.
87 and 5 coins.
Oh, 87. Yeah, that would be the easiest.
I don't want to... I will not steal money from you.
Oh, I have another ring that I forgot about. I'll just hold on to that one for now.
He will quickly go inside, come back with a bag of coins, and set it down.
Thank you.
Pleasure doing business with you. Thank you.
As I'm fumbling through my bag and stuff, I pull out this platinum ring. I'm like, oh, I forgot about that one. Put it back in the bag. Belt pouch. We'll save that for another emergency.
Yes.
Okay, let's go get your friend. Your squire, as you're calling him now.
Of course he's my squire. If I'm a knight, he is my squire. We should, since we have funds now, we should
take up the gentleman on his offer to teleport us.
Well, that, and we should pay back the money they did give us, of course.
Yes. And pay back the owner for the...
And, yes. Make everything... Yes.
Yes. Square everything away.
Square everything away. It's the noble thing to do. All right. We are in with funds again. Yeah. Hello. It's Jenna. Jailhouse Jenna.
She's sitting out and kind of looking at, you know, the ground and the, you know, cobblestone is all in line. I mean, it's literally as though they took the time to perfectly align everything.
Why?
Here, it's very, very odd. Well, it's almost dwarven precision.
Hello? Are you quite all right? You're stirring up the floor.
Well, it's very odd. Perfect.
It's the ground. You walk on it.
Are we going?
Yes.
All right.
We are flush with funds.
We are flush with some funds, and we should go repay our debts and then go fetch my squire.
All right. I think we should fetch your squire first.
All right.
And then repay our debts.
Very well. That sounds like sound advice. To the castle!
How about this? You go to the castle, you pick up your squire... We'll go to town and repay our debts and set up for the teleportation spell.
Very well. I will need some coin.
I'll hand him the 5 gold pieces. I think that should be enough to get you in.
That should be, yes.
Well, you should have had how many from the people, too? How many did they put on the table?
They put 20.
Yes, I gave those to him.
Oh. you lie.
All right. Well, as you guys go back, the lords of the area are no longer in the tavern.
Oh.
They probably went off to go do lordly things. And you guys walk up to the tavern owner and you, what, try to hand him money or something?
Yes.
Well, I'll look for the guard first, see if the guard's around.
Translator.
Yeah. What?
We need your help translating.
We should probably pay him for translating too.
Yes, we will. We wish to pay the innkeeper for the rooms that he had us.
The guy says, "Don't worry about it."
It would be our honor to be able to pay him for the rooms.
He says, "Come back someday." Yes, repeat business is important.
I'm thinking we need to buy like a summer cottage in this place.
Kidding.
Yeah, it's much, much nicer than this.
Well, what about you? We would like to pay you for your services.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's okay. With the recent bill that was passed, the city pays for my house.
Oh, wow.
So I'm more than happy to do whatever you guys need. As long as you guys put in a good recommendation for me.
As long as we what?
Good recommendation.
Put in a good recommendation.
Yeah.
Yes, you'll probably have me write it.
Pay him for your heels?
Yes.
We need to go to the temple.
Pay for the heels.
You guys will walk up and... Okay, the man is the man that you saw last night. Like, you see he's actually teaching about 25-year-olds. And he's teaching them writing, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. There's a couple adults still in there?
Yeah, there's actually still a few adults in there who are kind of like... Looks down if I roll... Did you get...
Looking down on his paper.
Yeah, they kind of cheat from behind.
Did you figure out what number 7 was?
And he's like, okay. He calls out, recess, all the kids are like, yeah! And suddenly they do the 5-year-olds towards recess of, and the two adults are slowly giving up. Like,
whoa. I'll never get used to that.
Oh, well, you didn't get stabbed again, did you?
No, we wanted to pay you for healing. Yeah.
No, we've come to reimburse you for your
Yes.
That. He says from the other room.
He ran off with the kids.
He's fumbling.
Yeah, he's being dragged off by 5-year-olds.
They got caught in my backpack strap.
Why?
It's always the custom to pay for services.
It didn't cost me anything. I asked my gods to heal someone who was stabbed by a monster, and they responded.
How about a donation to your temple?
Sure, go for it. I guess we could use another statue. He's kind of looking around at all the other marble statues.
Do you want to make a donation?
Feel free to. I mean, I'll go and put it towards charity. If we had poverty.
How do you get money if you give people free stuff all the time?
I think what's going to happen...
We have a pretty high tax rate. Adventurers come through town and drop enough coin that we can literally pay people to dig holes and then bury the holes, and we've got a pretty good thing going for us. I mean, we also can sell our crab meat. It never goes bad.
Crab meat?
Crab meat.
Where do you guys find crabs?
Well, it's called Lake Castle, or on the lake.
Oh.
The crabs, however, they've been getting smaller. They're only about this big now.
Do you want to make a donation to the
Yeah, if you want.
Okay, how much?
We'll put in 5 platinum pieces. That's 50 gold. That should be... It's a modest donation.
All right, well.
But
blessings of the 5 on you. And you do well on your finals.
Well, so far so good. None of us have died. I mean, that's better than last year's finals.
Someone died? Not us. But
no comment.
Someone got turned to stone.
I remember that, yeah.
Well, if you guys ever come back towards Lake Castle, just let us know.
I'm looking for a summer home here.
We need to find the one who can do a teleport.
Oh, that would be the Lord, gentlemen.
Ah, so Akira.
Do we need to go back to the castle?
No, he's not actually a lord. He's over in that stone tower over there. Okay. Although, be warned, he has a gnome for his partner in business.
Okay, I mean, so watch our pockets.
Him?
Yes, except he's paid to make things.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm not there. I'm at the castle, so...
Most of us know what that means, though.
Oh.
Gnomish inventions never work.
No, they work.
Or maybe they work too well.
Like the gnomish elevator, which was a catapult?
Exactly.
Think research and development and paranoia.
Oh, God. She wouldn't know what that means, but...
But I'm sure you'll do fine.
I hope so.
Thank you for the warning.
Well,
we need it.
Blessings of the 5.
Shall we?
What's that?
Shall we? Collect him and...
I'm on my way to the castle. So.
You walk over to the castle. There's a pair of basically big doors, water, a drawbridge house, and then another drawbridge that actually leads to the castle. And as you walk up, you hear a horn being blown, and suddenly kind of slithering out of the... Or looking at you from down in the... At the top of one of the towers is a lizard man.
I'll speak up in Draconic. Hello, I would like to pay the toll to get in, please.
What's that, a box?
1 copper, correct? I only have a gold piece, so... Thank you.
He's eating like a giant haunch of meat.
Hope that was no one I know.
The doors swing open, the drawbridge lowers. As you're walking across,
Suddenly, three hydra heads appear on either side of you. The hydra, all six of the hydra heads look at you expectantly, like,
"Hello." Terribly sorry.
Walk slowly.
We kind of slowly swim with you.
I don't know what you want. I don't really have anything for you. I'm terribly sorry. I am destitute.
Don't worry, he's friendly.
You walk into the small drawbridge. Basically, it's like a little murder hallway where it's a bridge and like spear holes.
What an apt name after that.
Then, of course, it pops up to the other drawbridge, which the hydra is now swim around and continuing to look at you expectantly.
Hello!
You'll know to take some fish next time.
He does know fetch.
Walk slowly to the other side.
And it kind of does the...
Give him some food.
I don't have any food! I have these clothes, which aren't even mine!
Inside is a massive courtyard with a giant keep at the entrance and a giant wooden slab in the center of the courtyard, taking up a large area. Like wooden planks that have been nailed together, kind of like covering up a hole.
Right. I'll go up to that. There's nobody around.
Well, there's a few people milling about, including a 14-year-old kid and a half-orc.
Yeah,
who, a half-orc in full play who seems to be instructing the 14-year-old kid how to swing a sword.
I'll speak to him in Orcish. Excuse me, I hate to be a bother.
Mm?
I was directed to come up here and find a friend of mine, a kobold named Fic. This is my squire, you see.
Boy. Go get the kobold. Yes, Father.
It's only good.
He'll walk up and say, "You're not from here."
No, from the fall. Long ways away, I know, long ways off. Having a bit of a field trip.
By the way, he's like really
tall. He is 6'10".
Yeah, which is 1 foot and 4 inches taller than me.
You're a big one.
Or a wizard?
If I say yes, are you going to kill me? Or arrest me in some fashion?
You're one of the people who teleported into town last night.
Yes. That would be one. I would be one of them, yes. I'm a wizard student in Defoe. This is part of our finals. Trying to get home, you see.
Those are some vicious finals.
Tell me about it. We're not even juniors yet.
Sounds distressing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have no idea.
You will hear Fic across the courtyard.
Master!
Ow.
That's quite all right, Fic. You may get off now. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're alive!
You almost sold me.
Yes. They were bastards, I know.
I only went for 5 gold.
And you were worth every penny of it. Right, well, I'm here to fetch you. Now come.
Get back here! I'll carry your things!
No need for that. Give me some of my things. It's like all my stuff with him? Or,
yeah.
Except for my 17 gold, of course. Which is fine. Okay, well. They kept some of their bargain. Well, come on. I'll take, like, 2 things. Finally, some appropriate clothing. My spell book.
Why aren't you wearing robes? Says the orc.
Well, yes. Bit of story behind that. The people who teleported us here told us that you people here were savages and that you would kill wizards.
Why would we do that?
Well, they were prepared to do it.
I don't know, but we've never been here before, so err on the side of caution and sans ropes. Luckily, I think I have an extra one.
You still have your other one.
Maybe you... Well, if you ever get into teaching, we could always start up a wizard school here.
Yeah, this is a lovely area. I might retire here. after and they come. That's an excellent idea, to come here after graduation.
Would you like us to build you a tower?
Well, not now, but that would be nice.
Well, we'd have to know sometime soon, so we could get construction started on it. Dwarves take a long time building towers.
Yes, judging by the roads, I'm sure they took centuries just laying down the bricks.
Now that's off by half an inch, start the entire thing over! Damn! As the human is just like, come on!
Nope, someone stepped on it!
Well, alright, who carved their initials into the concrete?
If you're looking for something to do, you may go right ahead and build a tower. I won't stop you.
Good, another construction project. It will I'll be inform the...
Quite, at least another 2 years before we graduate.
Oh, it'll be at least that if we're having dwarves build it.
Yes, that is true. But no, it's...
We can set... Or would you prefer us to set you up in the adventurer side of town? We have a number of adventuring headquarters here.
Be near those ruffians? Oh, no, of course not. You set it up over here. It's much nicer over here. Quiet, you see. Not with those ghastly adventurers.
Oh. I'm glad I'm not there.
Well, you guys will meet back at the tower, and there's a gnome.
Hello!
Wands? Scrolls? Potions? Wondrous items?
Teleport!
Ah!
Oh, quick!
Anywhere? I know some good areas to send you.
No, we were told to speak to your master about teleportation.
Business partner!
Oh, I'm sorry. Business partner. My apologies.
It's okay. Not the first time.
We could look at his wands while we're here.
Well, that's actually true. Depends on how much the actual cost of the teleportation is.
We might come back and look at your wares.
Boo! Boo! That's money.
Out will walk the Niepi Nelf that you guys saw earlier. Ah!
Hello.
Hello. So I assume you have a coin.
We do.
As a matter of fact, we do. How much... you never did state how much it would cost for the teleport.
Well, let me do some calculations. You said the Wizard's Cauldron to 4, right?
Yes, or...
Something
as close as we can get to it.
Well, let me do the calculations as to the approximate mileage of that.
A lot.
Slightly less than it was before we came here.
It should be about 2,000 miles, if I remember correctly.
And it's just you four, right? Five.
There's going to be five of us. And there's going to be six of us. Because there's six. My wife and I.
Mm-hmm.
Saucy.
Mm-hmm. Jenna.
Jenna. And we will have...
Him and Fick.
Fick.
And Hercule.
Sir Hercule.
Sir Hercule.
With his.
Very well. How much baggage are you bringing?
Everything you see on me is all I'm bringing. Everything you see on her is all she's bringing. My wife is pretty much.
She's got clothes on.
Well, she's got. She's got a backpack and stuff. What you see is what we have.
Mm-hmm.
We can carry it on our person.
Well, according to the calculations, we're looking around 475.
Okay.
A piece?
Do you want me to teleport you a piece?
No.
That'll
no.
take many more days, I can assure you. I don't have that many spells.
475 is perfectly acceptable.
Yes.
I'll pop out 47 platinum pieces. I'll actually give him 48. It's like, I'm sorry, I don't have any gold on me, so... Thank you.
They have a machine that chucks
it. They have those things like people at Sonic have.
Yeah.
Dude, we deal with adventurers. We have to have them.
Everyone walks around.
We even have a section of town dedicated to adventurers.
Okay, well, so we have 39.5. Or 390.
Well, whenever you're ready, I can teleport you.
Well, we have to wait for our associate, who is up at the castle retrieving Fick. In the interim, did you want to look at those wands, since we do have a little bit of money left over?
Can we tell if they're going
to I'm sure that the businessmen over here will be able to tell us what the wands do, and I'm pretty sure they're going to stand by their wares, considering they sell them to adventurers quite regularly.
Oh, right. Yes, I would like to look.
And the adventurers come back and kill them if it doesn't work.
adventurers are a bad lot to screw over.
You sold me a faulty crossbow, motherfucker.
I'm sorry you rolled a one, followed by one, and broke the crossbow.
I should replace that crossbow for you.
I do. Coming from Onyx.
Well, look all the way up to about fourth level. Any wands that they have in the book that are of arcane nature, they probably have.
Cool.
Who's got a book?
DMG is currently under my butt. My butt. Oh, Gabriel. My butt.
That's what he always says now?
No, I mean... For
he used to say.
When he's really sick and has diarrhea, he'd start crying when he was younger, screaming in my butt.
Oh.
It was depressing yet...
Funny as hell.
Yeah. It was cute yet depressing.
What would this be under?
Here, meh. Scrolls, which they have all the way up to 6th level. And if you're looking for magic weapons or armor, you need to go speak with Taron.
Well, I can't, so... Wands!
If you need anything enchanted, he is a runes smith.
I don't think we have enough money for any wands.
Are they expensive?
You might be able to get a detect magic wand or a light wand for 375 gold.
Yeah, everything else is expensive.
That's too bad. We'll have to save our money. I'm definitely planning on coming back to this place. This is a nice little town.
Yes,
wonder how much it would cost to get a home here. And
he will walk in.
I was directed to come this way. Hello.
Hello.
Are we set for teleportation?
Yes.
I'm wearing my robes again.
What do the numbers next to you mean?
Like, oh, that's only if there's like a random generation you find this one on the dude.
So how do you know what the levels are?
These go up to 4th level. That's the max that they do. 4th level.
Okay.
You just have to figure out which ones are arcane, at which point just look up the spell name.
That is true, yeah. Hello, how are we coming along then?
We're ready whenever you are.
Well, lovely. We definitely should come back here. They're building me a tower.
Cool. And we will be welcome anytime, right?
Of course. Quite nice people here. They're building me a tower.
Them.
You're going to come back?
Well, I was up at the castle retrieving my faithful squire. Met a half-orc gentleman, very nice bloke. And he asked me if, and I told him about our plight, and he offered to build us a tower, or build me a tower, really. So it'd be my tower.
What's the stipulation?
That's just the thing. He said nothing. They just need a construction project.
Oh. Well, I wouldn't mind living here. I'm sure we could start, if all of us end up here, we could always start a...
I think it'd be fabulous to come back here after graduation, won't be?
I'm thinking summer home. It's a lot closer than DeFore is for going back and forth and visiting my wife's family.
That is true. That is true, old bean.
It's quite nice here. You know, aside from apparently the occasional orc that comes through and causes problems. You know.
Yeah, except one thing you will notice is that there are orcs in the streets.
Yeah, not all orcs are barbaric and aggressive.
Yes, that's actually one of the things.
Oh yes, my family has several as servants, actually.
Suddenly people kind of go...
I frown at...
Where do you think I learned how to speak Orcish?
Our
butler, in fact, is quite eloquent.
You will look over at the flag. It's actually a seven races that show like this uniting symbol. And on the town center, there's a list of laws, and it said there will be no racial discrimination.
I certainly hope that your family paid.
Town entirely governed by Title VII.
I certainly hope your family paid your servants for their services.
Not my business. Okay, are you ready?
Here we go.
Yes. Unfortunately, it appears that we do not have enough funds to be able to purchase any wands today, but make no bones about it, we shall return.
And you guys are now sitting in the lobby of the DeForian College. And there's, of course, the angry headmaster who's looking at you like,
"Hello! Look, an elephant!"
You believe we've done something wrong.
He looks at you like, "Unfortunately, it seems you survived me, juniors. But mark my words, you won't live to be seniors."
Are we the only ones?
Are we the only ones, old man?
No, no. There are eight more.
Only eight?
Eight plus you four. Congratulations, you are now one of 12 people who have survived to this point of their college career.
Lovely.
Of the 100 that started.
And we've added to our ranks, of course. You have a lovely wife.
Yes.
She's looking around like,
We'll have to see how big our tower is now.
That's true.
Judging, it gets bigger every semester. Well, every year.
They might have to be separated from us, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that any sorts of
hanky-panky
sound dampening material will be available.
I'm just saying you might want more privacy then, you know.
Well, the thing is they actually give you, like, basically a small condo at this level.
Did I
not draw this out for you guys? I guess I can draw it out again. I would live here.
Can I invite the others?
Yep. Okay.
Let's see who else survived to be juniors.
Yes, I'm curious to see the other eight that survived. If only 12 out of 100 survived, I really want to know who else
we're going to be.
Who else is yeah. Who are competing?
Because we're going to, no, it's not going to be in competition.
And we should
see
we're
if going to be in the same class together.
Dude, guys, we need to survive. They're trying to kill us.
We, of course, should also see how our understudies are doing. If they're still alive, if they're around.
Stop by us.
Yes. And we should warn them, of course, that they should we'll invest in some teleportation magic.
Yeah.
We'll start saving their money.
They're not here because they were teleported somewhere else.
Who did? They haven't made it back yet, huh?
Nope. You guys made it back relatively quickly via teleportation.
I'm sorry, who else?
Yeah. Our understudies aren't back yet.
But they're still alive?
As far as we know, hopefully.
But they're not the same level as we are.
They're younger than us. So they're going for their sophomore years.
Which means they were teleported on continent somewhere.
Yes.
You know, the next time that they teleport us, they're going to teleport us off the frickin' planet.
Probably. Or to another plane.
Yeah. Planer. Ooh.
Another plane, old bean.
Let's start working on planar magic. Yes.
Looking at some plane shit. I need to hit the books. I'll be in the library. Come, Vic. I'll need someone to cart books around.
Yes, master. Yes, master.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It doesn't look like your picture.
Yeah. Oh, well. Life goes on. Okay, this is actually like a rug meeting room. Mm-hmm. This is a closet.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody have some rugs maybe?
This was your guys' original bedroom. So you guys still have the same bedroom, but in addition, they added on a living room. Your bathroom has been expanded. You now have more storage. And over here is actually like a small area for possibly something like recreation.
Cooking?
You could put cooking there. Well, cooking's still done out here.
Mm-hmm.
But you could do something like that. You now actually have room where you could
like have an alchemy.
Pick up a hobby. Pick up a hobby or
alchemy.
Put an alchemy lab or something like that.
Right.
In addition, you are given access to higher-ranking foods, including real hearty meats, fine breads, well-aged cheeses, fruits, veggies, and fine wines as your daily food allowance instead of just, you know, the stuff you summoned before. This is real food, not, like, summoned food that's fake.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
In addition, now that you guys have made it to this area, you guys will want to denote this on your character sheet.
Okay.
You guys get a +2 miscellaneous bonus on all mental skill checks.
Plus what?
Two.
Two.
So, for example, all knowledge checks are now to +2. Any heal checks are now to +2.
On all mental checks?
Yes. Which is basically anything that uses intelligence, wisdom, or charisma.
Nice.
Because of this room helps you rest and better prepares your mind.
Right.
Right. Excellent. Well, keep that in mind.
Classic willpower test.
And we always get that?
Yes. Until you leave the tower.
Oh.
Well, basically, once you leave the tower permanently.
Okay. So for now, I can go ahead and
yes. Well, let me go ahead and pull up the list of the other survivors. I mean, graduates. Alright. I'm sure Nathan will be happy. Von Hilkdorf, his rival, has survived.
Of course.
That bastard's gonna die. I'm gonna make sure of it.
Murdering is against guild rules.
It'll be an accident.
Okay. Well, if it's an accident,
If we can get 2,275 gold, we can get a plane shift scroll.
Really?
Yes.
What does that do?
That allows us to plane shift from wherever we're at, plane to another plane.
If we get
plane shifted, we can shift back to our plane and be like, we're back.
Yeah. And it's target creature touch or up to 8 willing creatures joining hands, so just need one of them. And then teleport sort of depends if we want regular teleport or creature teleport. Regular teleport scroll would cost us 1,125 gold. It's a fifth level spell. With the regular teleport spell, there's just a small chance of us not arriving here. Like 3%. Two of those percent would be off target, meaning we're just several miles away. And then if we roll a 100 on the D100, it's we land in a similar area. Which could be, you know, another Wizard's College, which would suck.
Hey, welcome back to Sarin, guys. We missed you.
Son of a bitch must pay.
We're all going to learn that language now.
Well, Alidorfian. I want to learn Alidorfian, and I want to learn the language that my wife speaks.
Soranium.
Mm-hmm. So my don't we get like going? We get like 100 gold or something for once we go up to the next once we become every time like going from sophomores to juniors do we get 100 gold or something like that?
100 gold on monthly project allowances.
Monthly project
allowances. So, for example, if you want to start brewing potions,
uh-huh.
You can ignore the first 100 gold.
Okay.
As they will pay for it. Alright. So you guys want to hear the other 8 survivors?
Yes.
Graduates? Alright, you have Von Hilkdorf of Alidorf.
Probably bribed his way back.
He is a generalist.
Huh? Okay.
He doesn't specialize.
He's not a specialized spellcaster.
Adulwe.
Adulwe? Okay.
Nyepian. Focuses in divination.
So he saw it coming. He was prepared.
Malay. M-A-L-E. Yes, it is spelled male.
M-A-L-E. Okay.
He is a Thane wizard. Or at least don't want to be a Thane wizard. He wasn't accepted in the Thane school, so he came here.
Right.
Specializing in evocation. Vulin. A Fronin dwarf. Specializing in transmutation.
Okay.
Kumwop.
Could you spell that?
C-O-O-N-W-O-P. A gnome. Specializing in enchantment.
Okay.
Aruk. A Tongan generalist. Human.
Uris, a Soranian enchanter. And McLean.
McLean?
John McLean?
An Amedian abjurationist.
A what abjurationist?
Amedian.
Amedian.
Unfortunately, no necromancers survived to advance.
And no summoners.
Nope.
They're conjurers.
Pretty easy.
You're it, huh?
Yes.
Congratulations, whenever there's part of the conjuration test, everyone now focuses on you. What is cancer?
Evocation. What about evokers?
There's one other
evoker.
I'm not alone!
So, Ollie.
Apparently this headmaster wants us all dead. I don't know why, though.
I reckon that that's probably an every year thing, really. You know, any of us that do survive are technically rivals.
To him?
Yes.
Why?
We will be.
Well, wouldn't you like to come back here and be headmaster of this school? I think it'd be lovely.
No? You know what would be more lovely? To set up your own school somewhere else.
Well, yeah, set up our own school. Yeah, that's those Boston's and something. Sorry. Anyway, yes.
Yes.
Yes, that tower will stop that. Yes. Yes. I go to the library.
You can hit the books, and this is a good point to call it.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me.